Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the outset, I would like to congratulate you on your assumption of the office as the chair of the meeting of states parties of the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention. You have the full support of my delegation. Turkey considers the BWC as one of the key components of the international non-proliferation and disarmament regime and the cornerstone of the efforts to prevent biological agents and toxins to be used as weapons. The BWC has an essential role to play today and tomorrow. We are of the opinion that it is important to establish structures that contribute to effective functioning of the Convention and to strengthen its implementation with its all provisions. In this regard, by utilizing this meeting of states parties to the possible extent, we hope to find areas of common understanding to strengthen the BWC. It is disappointing that the 8th review conference was unable to reach a consensus on a new program of work. Nevertheless, the conference tasked this MSP to make progress on issues of substance and process for the period before the next review conference, with a view to reaching consensus on an intersessional process. In this regard, we hope that we may come to an agreement on a substantive program of work. We would also like to thank the depositories for the paper on elements of a possible intersessional process. We believe it may well structure our discussion on the future. It is obvious that there is room for further achievement. There is a gap, especially in efforts to catch up with the developments in the field of science and technology. Lack of a noteworthy increase on the level of CBM reports provided seems to be another challenge. Stepping up the universalization efforts can be another area to concentrate. We think that these areas, as well as some others, would require more thorough consideration of the intersessional work program and decision-making mechanism. We support efforts aimed at establishing stronger structures that would enable better function of the Convention, including intersessional decision-making. More focused assessment of scientific and technological developments with regard to the Convention is also needed. In this context, we welcome the Swiss working paper on this important topic. Mr. Chair, we share the expectations towards having better exchange of CBMs, both in terms of quality and quantity. We welcome submissions of the reports by 72 state parties, but despite the improvement, submission level has not reached to a desirable stage yet. Turkey submits CBM reports regularly. We continue to encourage all states parties to do so. Besides, a verification regime in the Convention would be useful for its purpose. Turkey believes that an important improved system like the one in Chemical Weapons Convention might strengthen the efficacy of the Convention. Cognizant of the differences of opinion on the matter, states parties should focus on strengthening current mechanisms of the Convention. With regard to the universalization, Turkey calls upon the remaining states not party to the BWC to adhere to it without further delay. We welcome accession of Samoa as the 179th state party after the 8th review conference. Mr. Chair, globalization and information technology render scientific knowledge more accessible, which in turn increases the chances of its possible misuse by ill-intended people or organizations, including terrorists. In this regard, bioterrorism, as with other forms of weapons of mass destruction related to terrorism, constitutes to be a major threat to the humanity and international security. The facilitated access to materials, technology, and know-how on different forms of weapons of mass destruction has been and continues to be a major cause for concern for the entire international community. Turkey is aware of the positive developments in science and technology, which have brought many benefits to areas such as health, environment, and agriculture. However, we are also conscious of the adverse effects that go in parallel with this process. In principle, we support regular review of science and technology by experts. We believe there is an obvious merit in establishing a working group on this matter. Moreover, Turkey supports strengthening the implementation of Article 7, including consideration of detailed procedures and mechanisms for the provision of assistance and cooperation by states parties. Last but not least, strengthening the ISU is an important outcome of this review conference. We would like to take this opportunity to commend the ISU for the successful work it has been conducting. Mr. Chair, We hope a positive atmosphere will prevail in this meeting. With this expectation, we wish a successful meeting that would shed light to our future deliberations. I thank you, Mr. Chair.